trust is enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, yeah. Say good morning.
Does it smell in here? Just be honest. Do I stink? Because I don't know. Like, some days I shower in the morning, some days I don't. I don't think my body smells, but I think I got drool in my beard.
That's sick.
Oh, trust me. You're the girl that has drool pillows for months at a time. I know.
You realize we have to stay here, too, like, extra long today because we have, like, a meeting and stuff in the afternoon. Like, we're going to be here all day.
I got cleared. I don't have to go to that meeting.
You got cleared?
What does that mean?
I just talk to people. I have a contract I'm starting to negotiate right now about 6 months early. So I was like, one thing is like, I don't go to meetings on Wednesdays. So sorry, guys. Gonna have to get yourself an agent like me. No, we do have a long day. You're right. But it's okay. We're gonna have a fun show first. We can have the fun stuff and then all the crappy stuff. That's the best way it is. It's like having ice cream before you have to eat the actual vegetables. We got a lot actually happening today here on the Joe and Alex Show. Tons of garbage we're gonna get into with Alex.
Literally.
Tons and tons.
Like, today's one of those extra days. Like, some days it's like, it's all right, but today is one of those days.
It's like, damn!
You don't want to miss today's garbage.
You've got a lot of garbage. Yeah, we will get into that. Liv, the web girl, which amazes me, something she has, she doesn't get. So we'll explain that coming up in about 20 minutes. Joe's Need to Know News also today. Yeah, we're going there. I'll give you a little parental advisory early, 7:30, 6:30 Central. This woman has upset her boyfriend, kind of serious too. They've been together for a while. You know what? He kind of shies away from doing something, you know, as far as flipping pancakes. When a certain thing's happening, it's an absolute no-go zone.
Okay.
So I want to talk about that. It'd be interesting to see what ladies and guys feel on that. And I've already seen some of these on our Instagram. You can always check it out and give it a follow if you don't already, at Joe and Alex Show. But we're kind of wondering, how would you describe the Joe and Alex Show to somebody who's never listened before? I mean, you do that with a lot of other things. Like, well, it's kind of like this and like that. I saw some of the descriptions. They're strikingly accurate.
Very, very good.
Scary, as a matter of fact. And yeah, and then somebody on the Joe and Alex Show, good for them for shooting their shot, but did they do it in the wrong location? Was it kind of inappropriate what they did? And we'll talk about that and everything else happening this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. I see somebody put it on here talking about my dogs. What my dog did. I don't know if I feel comfortable talking about that on air today.
Yeah, we have to discuss that.
I have to get permission from my dog.
Joe's dog went on a first date.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we talk about that. And of course, we got your dummy of the day too. Alex, how are you doing this morning?
I am officially the grossest person in America. I'm actually proud of this title. I was laughing so hard. I talked yesterday a little bit about how I was going to get the inside of my car detailed finally after over a year, probably more like a year and a half, not cleaning at all once the inside of my car.
You are so nasty.
And I eat in my car multiple times every single day, so you can imagine what it looked like. I posted, if you don't know, and you can't imagine, I posted actual video of what it looked like on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
It was hard to watch.
Was it really?
Wasn't it?
The video.
I just can't believe, like, Alex looks so pretty on the outside, but you see how truly disgusting she can be. It's
so
I put
the before and after. So I put the before I got it detailed, and then after when I got it detailed, what it looked like. And it was so funny because I was getting responses from, like, moms who were like, dude, I have three kids, a minivan, and my minivan does not look as bad as Alex's car. Like, and other people said kind of what Joe said. You know, as someone who is such a self-proclaimed princess, I could never imagine someone like you driving a car that dirty. So if you are curious at all, at Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram story before that goes away.
Princess don't clean things.
That's true. I pay people to clean things for me.
If I may point out, you are very judgmental when it comes to someone else being clean or not.
Yeah, they said that too. They were like, man, she roasts other people. They said, not somebody brought this up, which is months old. I totally forgot that we had discussed this, but I just said how nasty it is when other people don't clip their snacks in their house, like don't put a chip clip on them.
Oh,
and they were like,
gosh,
so the girl who gets upset about people not using a chip clip and thinks that's gross drives a car like this. I was like, fair roast right there.
Yeah, maybe we can have a roast session this morning. See if we have time for that pork chop somewhere. Liv, how you doing today?
I'm good. I have continued to watch Game of Thrones. So I started it 2 nights ago and I watched the second episode, like, and like half of the third episode.
What are you thinking? Because I'm thinking about starting it.
It is actually so good.
Really?
So I thought I wasn't going to like buy into it because I'm like, okay, dragons. And there's like other like very like fantasy-esque things. And
yeah,
I'm
I don't like stuff
I'm not
like that.
Into that. No. But the way they do it, they make it seem so real. And like, it's just.
So would I like it?
I think you might.
Okay, maybe I'll give it a chance.
I'm just saying I am obsessed. It's like all I can think about. I like want to continue to watch it.
They say the first season's not even that good. Like for people, like it gets so much
better.
How many
seasons are there?
There's 8. This is the last one right now. The 8th one has just started.
And
it's good. Trust me. It's got everything you need.
Yeah, I just can't believe I slept on it for so long.
Yeah.
It is so good.
I think everybody sleeps on something. Like I slept on Breaking Bad for so long.
In The Office.
True. Yeah, you know what? See, I don't want to go on and embarrass myself more, but there's multiple things. I did not sleep on Friends. I think that show is overrated, and I've never really watched it.
Not to say
I'm cool, but this wasn't my thing. So
I like it, but it's
sorry,
it's
smelly
okay.
cat. Sorry, smelly cat. And producer Porkchop, I can assume what you did yesterday, but what's going on?
You know, the warmer weather is really killing me here because I feel like more people walk. When the weather is warm.
Oh, it's a nightmare for an Uber driver.
Porkchop's praying for rain. He's like, please let it rain.
Yeah, I only made $50.
How long were you out?
Like, 6. Well, I got put behind. Oh, I didn't even tell you this. So yesterday, I get in my car, right? I'm like ready to start Uber driving. And I remembered yesterday that my oil light flashed. So I was like, I guess I should check my oil. I check my oil. It's bone dry.
Ooh.
And I mean, I will explain, girls. My car, it has almost 300,000 miles on it. It's very old. So when a car
it's old.
No, when a car starts to get that old with that many miles, the oil, forgive me, I'm not sure if it like gets used up quicker.
So it breaks down.
Yeah, because I got an oil change like 2.5 months ago, which doesn't seem that
sucks.
Long ago.
I'm old oil.
Yeah,
somebody
so,
replace me.
Now, my guys, they helped me out, and they were like, yeah, we need to give you, like, you definitely need the special high-mileage oil. That won't happen again. So I had to get an oil change. Then I went and drove. So I drove from, like, 3 to 9, like, 6 hours.
Dang, and all you made is $50. That sucks. You got to get another job, dude.
Yeah. I mean,
deliver pizza.
Literally do anything else besides Uber driving. You
well,
can make
I mean,
so much money
I've
doing something
I've made $100
else.
An hour Uber driving before, so.
Yeah, but... But that's
and then
not
here's,
steady.
Okay.
You can make $15 an hour at Chick-fil-A.
And you get chick nugs.
No,
yeah.
I can stop you all right here.
I hope so, because I'm worried about you.
Let's say we get emails like around like 6 p.m. or something that I've got to respond to for an interview tomorrow. Or let's say you guys are texting me about things about the show. When I'm Uber driving, like I can stop and answer those things. If I have a job from like noon to 8, like bye.
You've
like,
got
I'm gonna
mail.
Work noon. I have to get out of here by 11. I have to be at my job noon to 8. I'm going to go home and go right to bed. You'll only get me like 5
I think
to
Alex
11.
Brings up a good point, though, but we don't have to argue about it. I'm not saying you quit Uber driving, but we all know, even just a novice like myself knows, there's prime times where you make bank with Uber, and that would probably be on weekends. I know you can make it during
right.
the day,
oh,
too.
Of course.
But maybe you still do that. But legit, you can make probably $1,000 to $1,500
no.
extra a month. Hold on. Driving pizzas, delivering pizzas. You can.
I mean, same thing, though. Like,
my man Dave Ramsey.
Job,
my man Dave Ramsey would tell you all about it. And you get free pizza probably,
well,
too.
Well, I know. I delivered pizza at Papa John's for years. I was a manager there, too.
Yeah, but you
I
did
know.
A lot of illegal stuff, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
but,
they just had to right your wrongs.
But it's the same thing. Like, I won't like be as responsive as I am now.
Always an excuse.
Hey, we love you, dude.
I know. We just want you to make money. I will say that I have, when I used to be a waitress, I would go, like, I was not allowed to be on my phone during my shift, and then my shift would end, and I would have text messages, a billion emails, people mad at me, and I'm like, what is going on?
Wow, Liv backing me up or something?
Yeah,
here?
No, I actually do understand that.
Well, just
I get
so you
that.
Know. Just so you know, Alex and I are still mad at you, even though you don't work there anymore. So don't worry. All right. Well, hey, man, if anybody can do something for Pork Chop, could you do us a favor? Just hit us up on our DMs, Twitter, Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing he'll take the work, but maybe he can find a new line of work besides just driving all the time, because that is wear and tear on your car, too, just for $50. No holla. That's terrible. Now, speaking of cars, maybe you could work at a rental car place and do this. Matt hit us up on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. And Matt's the real MVP. Listen to this tweet he sent us, at Joe and Alex Show.
It's the easiest way to figure out what station you're going to listen to in the morning.
I get it, it's done.
The next person to get this rental will be listening to Joe and Alex.
He went and programmed all the presets on his rental car to the Joe and Alex Show to Radio Now.
Every single station,
every
number.
Single one. Matt?
I was like, I thought the audio was glitching. I'm like, uh-oh, what's wrong with the station?
No, it's not our sound stuff getting hacked again. It's actually an amazing listener. So, Matt, shout out to you. You are the real MVP. We appreciate you, buddy.
Yep, he's spreading the word of the Joe and Alex Show like the word of Jesus Christ.
Some would say it's almost more important.
Coming up next in the garbage is Britney Spears being held against her will, Wendy Williams' petty goals, and an event for reality TV lovers.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
After a podcast supposedly revealed information regarding Britney Spears' stay in a mental health facility and said it wasn't voluntary, hashtag Free Britney started trending on social media. In the podcast, a paralegal who worked on the case left a voicemail to the host of the podcast making disturbing remarks. He said that Britney has actually been in a mental health facility since January after refusing to make her take her medication. Allegedly, her father then threatened to cancel her Las Vegas residency if she didn't go to the facility, which he actually did and used his illness as a cover for. Britney's team reportedly wants to keep her medicated and under a conservatorship to secure their own finances, while her siblings have decided to stop interfering. Rumor on the street is that Britney wants to come home and is ready to leave the facility.
Leave Britney alone!
That is scary if that's real.
Leave her alone!
I don't understand the whole situation with her, man.
I mean, it's just years and years of being that, like, that young star, and I feel like it just messes with people's heads, because obviously something... She's never fully recovered from that shave in the head umbrella attack and meltdown.
Nope. Wendy Williams' soon-to-be ex-husband and now ex-executive producer of her show was fired after she served him divorce papers last week.
Dang.
She is petty goals. Not only was he fired, he also reportedly has 48 hours to get his things out of their house that they share together. Wendy also had the $215,000 Ferrari that he reportedly gifted his new baby mama, Sharina Hudson, towed after seeing photos of her driving the new car.
Come on, Wendy. Let the guy ball out on your money for a little bit.
So freaking funny. Wendy's ex-husband did publicly apologize, saying that he was not proud of his recent actions and was trying to right some wrongs. Too late. You gone. Bye. Today, co-anchor Hoda called in the show yesterday to announce that she adopted a second baby, a daughter named Hope Catherine. The 54-year-old was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 42 and was unable to conceive after completing her cancer treatments. She and her partner, Joel Schiffman, adopted their first daughter, Haley Joy, in February of 2017. Empire actor Jussie Smollett has reportedly been cut from his starring role in the Broadway revival of Take Me Out after allegedly performing a hate crime against himself. A source says that everything was set to go and the producers were planning to announce that Jussie was starring in the play last month, but everyone who was initially so supportive after the attack suddenly has shifted their thoughts on him.
Remember how you reported in the garbage about how he was on the phone yelling about, like, he's like, I'm clear, I'm innocent, you know, like, I'm not in trouble?
Maybe it was to them.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He's like, what do you mean you're cutting me from
this? You're right,
this?
Maybe it was. You're right, you put that together. Good job.
It happens once in a while.
Reality TV fans will have their own fan convention as MTV announced RealityCon, which will take place in the summer of 2020. The convention will feature performances, interviews, and discussions with reality stars and the producers behind some of reality television's most popular series all around TV networks. MTV will announce official dates and more details soon. That
Let
and
Let us know
Crime
if you
Con,
want to fill in for the Joe and Alex Show when Alex and Liv are gone.
I know. That and Crime Con are like, I don't care about conventions. Orleans, but those are two that I would die to go
Dude,
to.
I absolutely need to go to that. My life has been consumed by reality television since I was like 9.
But those conventions are outrageously expensive. Like for 2 days, I mean, you're looking at like over a grand to afford.
God,
probably
Chop would
flying.
Have to start driving for Uber
it's
now
like
to afford four, a ticket.
$400 to $500 for tickets to go, and then your hotel and all that for each night. I mean, it's expensive.
Listeners want us to go so we can report.
Well, yeah.
No, so we can report back.
Right. Maybe we can get media passes.
Exactly.
Coming up in less than an hour, Beyonce dropped another overnight surprise on us. This is huge.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Oh, live the web, girl. There's so much she doesn't know. We try to teach her, but nothing sticks. She might be dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe. Dumber than Joe.
Okay,
dumber than
we get it.
Liv, I want you to explain nipples, but instead we're going to say cheese nips.
Okay, so I don't... For cheese nips, there's like two bumps, but then sometimes there's like other bumps on cheese nips, and I don't understand what those other bumps are used for, and I don't understand why they're there. Like, does stuff come out of that, like cheese whiz or something? I just don't understand why there's multiple ones. Also, when you look at a water bottle or any sort of bottle, there's like a hole for the water to come out of. With cheese nips, there's no hole for the whiz to come out of. Also, is there like a tube or something that goes through the cheese nib and that's how it gets to it? Like from your stomach when you drink milk or cheese whiz, it's a tube from your stomach all the way up to your cheese nib and that's how it gets out? I don't get it.
Okay, this is the first time for me. I'm hopping on here right now because I am really thoroughly grossed out and now I don't want cheese nips. Thanks, Liv. That's another thing that Liv the Web Girl doesn't get. Good morning to you, too. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Within 24 hours of a devastating fire in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, more than $700 million in donations have poured in to restore the church. Many historic artifacts that were thought to be destroyed were actually found and salvaged. The French president wants the cathedral rebuilt within 5 years. Perfect. Now I have a reason to go to Paris.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Paris, Alex?
Always wanted to go. Have not been to Europe ever.
Live the web, girl. Have you been to Paris?
No, I want to go so bad.
Oh, Joe and Alex Roadshow trip it will be. Let me kiss you. Oh, sorry. Yeah, they say it may take decades, though, to actually rebuild, according to architects. But hopefully it'll be rebuilt, and it'll be pretty cool. It's amazing they saved all those artifacts. Now, this is deranged and scary, and I'm not going to say the person's name because I don't give this psycho any credit. But did you guys see this person that the FBI is looking for? There's a massive manhunt because they have such a fascination with Columbine. Did you see this story?
I think I saw a little bit of it.
Okay, the FBI says a massive manhunt is underway for a Florida woman obsessed with the 1999 Columbine Massacre. She actually flew to Colorado from Miami Monday night. The special agent in charge of the FBI in Denver says the 18-year-old bought a pump-action shotgun and ammunition after leaving Denver International Airport. This person made threats that caused Columbine and more than 20 other high schools in the area to lock their doors Tuesday.
Wow.
The threats were, quote, concerning but not specific to any school. Saturday, which is incredible to believe, will be the 20th anniversary of the Columbine shooting in which two students killed 12 students and a teacher.
Oh, that's creepy for sure.
Yeah, that's so scary. What a psycho.
Crazy, crazy people. A man was on a trip from New York, and he was unknowingly infected with measles before traveling to Michigan and infecting 38 more people.
Wow.
One county in New York is working with the health department and is finding unvaccinated people who are exposed to measles and still go out in public places. Unvaccinated children must be kept home from school unless they have a religious or medical exemption. The measles virus can survive for 4 hours in the air, which is insane. But please don't be a dummy. Get vaccinated. Like your personal choice is affecting other people here.
Yep, it is.
Just stupidity at its highest. Like, think of how many people. Like, what if he hopped on a plane? Measles on a plane?
Yep.
I saw a tweet yesterday that said me flirting on Bumble So when was your last vaccination?
That could be a good opening line to slide into those DMs. Okay, we don't cover a lot of sports on the Joe and Alex Show, but this is pretty interesting. The Seattle Seahawks and quarterback Russell Wilson have reached an agreement. Wilson got a four-year, $140 million extension that includes a $65 million signing bonus. I need to get a signing bonus that big. That makes the quarterback the highest-paid NFL player in the league. It's insane hearing these athletes, how much they're making, and it's shattering old records.
That's
it's like, no, I'm the highest.
Insane. It's for Russell Wilson.
Russell the love muscle?
He just, like, I feel like he's becoming washed out. Like,
he's
entering kind of his, like, final years, and, like, for them to spend that much money on him is just, like, very interesting.
Some of the greatest quarterbacks, though, they kind of have their, like, you know, their shining moment in the light as they kind of fade out. Like on their last tour.
No, I mean, I get that. Like, Tom Brady, obviously, he'll be good until he retires.
Not, stop. I knew you'd bring
I'm
Brady
sorry.
Into
and
this.
Also, no, but, why can't I think of his name? You know who I'm talking about.
Bobby
Peyton
Boucher?
Manning.
Oh.
No, Peyton Manning, obviously, him. He was good until he retired, but, like, the Seahawks haven't been, like, that hot.
Yeah, so I never hear about their team, really.
It's just interesting that they're going to spend that much money on him.
Let's not forget Brett Favre going to the Jets for a year.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think we'd like Brett Favre more if he wasn't sending ding-dong pics to reporters unsolicited. But, hey, that's neither here nor there. And finally, man, thank God we don't get fired for every time we mess up because it's funny. But a news anchor in New York was reporting something yesterday morning about a dog that was rescued, because it's an insane story. The dog was 135 miles off the coast of Thailand, and these oil rig workers rescued it. It's like, how the hell did the dog get out there?
Aww, but I actually saw the picture of the dog.
Okay, well, he was trying to report on that, and, well, this is his little slip up, and things got awkward.
The dog in Thailand is certainly giving new meaning to the phrase doggy paddle. He was found swimming.
Well, what's this guy doing? You playboy, you.
135 miles off the shore of Thailand near an oil rig.
Workers first spotted the dog.
I know. There's no way around it. Workers first spotted the dog last Friday. They believe he fell off a fishing trawler. He's now in good shape and on dry land with an animal protection group. One I'm sure I'll be working with very soon. More news 4 at 11 when we come back.
That guy had an awesome recovery, by the way, too. Because if I didn't tell him, like, it's the Joe and Alex Show.
That's hilarious. He can always just say he was referencing Snoop Dogg's album.
Yeah,
you know,
great.
Cover.
It's a classic. Classic.
I hear that and I'm like, this is why I do not want to do morning news. It is completely different than radio. Oh, it is so much more serious. You know, you can't make any edgy jokes like that.
Do you think
so
that
awkward.
Maybe it's getting more relaxed a little bit.
Compared to what it used to be, yeah.
It completely depends on the city that you're in and the type of network that they want to be.
All right. Well, you can see that amazing news coverage and everything else in the Need to Know News at one convenient location. Go to joeandalexshow.com. Good morning. Phone Alex Show on Radio Now. Got the top rules when it comes to being a good house guest. Do know not to be rude. A new survey in the UK asked people to name the top rules you'd expect to follow at somebody's house. I don't know if it's different in the UK from here in America, but we're about to find out. The most common rules, in no particular order, they say, obviously, don't assume you can go anywhere in the house. Some rooms could be off limits. Now, be honest. Do you ever just go into somebody's house and you're like, I wonder what's behind this door?
Always, dude. And whenever I go to the bathroom, I peel back the shower curtain. I'm seeing what's in their shower, checking the cabinets. Sometimes I'll take something home with me.
You guys are animals.
Oh my gosh. I guarantee you raid the medicine cabinet. You're like, what do we got in here?
No, I don't. But my cousin will literally raid the medicine cabinet, take pictures of all of their prescriptions, and then Google them to see what kind of, like.
Oh my
that
God.
Is so shady.
I'll never forget. Yes. I saw a TV show, and in an episode, someone put like a bunch of marbles.
Oh,
in the
like
cabinet.
Ping pong balls.
Yeah, so that when it opened, the person was in there. All you hear is like them all
you
falling
know
out.
That they're
yeah.
Holy cow.
That's what I'm going to do the next time I have like a game night or just to like invite anybody over maybe this summer for something. All of a sudden it's like, ding, 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 ding.
If
like,
that
Alex
happened,
is like, oh my God, your thing randomly opened. I don't know what happened.
Put a scarecrow in the shower so when she looks.
if that happened,
like
I'm crawling out the bathroom window. Yeah. Like, I'm not coming back
You're not coming out
Alex
of that
just
bathroom.
Jumped from the second floor of my house.
My
legs are broken.
My friend got to go to Taylor Swift's house for one of the secret sessions that she does, like, whenever she has a new album come out. So she's in Taylor Swift's house, and she was like, well, I got to use the bathroom. So she actually got to use Taylor Swift's bathroom, and
what?
I was like, please tell me that you looked through the entire bathroom. She's like, oh, yeah, I did. I was looking through everything.
Oh, my gosh. What'd she find? Did she find anything?
She didn't find, anything juicy.
It
just
wasn't
like
really Taylor Swift's place. You really think,
yes, it was.
You really believe in your heart of hearts that they would transport you or any
yes.
other Taylor Swift super fan
yes.
to her house.
You don't. I don't think that they know the address or whatever. I mean, everything is so
You're
gated and
the
highly.
Kool-Aid.
No,
I had friends. I had a couple friends
okay.
that have gone.
It was a staged house.
They probably vet the people before and do background checks, and that's why Alex has never been invited.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly what happened.
That's what's the truth.
And there's security, and they bust them there, and there's people all around. It's not like it's just Taylor with strangers in her house. I mean, she's got a whole crew of people there and stuff.
Well, surely they use the guest bathroom, right?
Well, yeah, it's whatever the okay. you know the bathroom
like, you don't
want to
go
people.
In there. Taylor just left.
They're not
she
going in her room.
Yeah, it's not like they're going in her bedroom.
Alex is like, these sheets are just right.
No, this is her real houses. Like, it's very publicized. Like the videos and everything.
I'll believe you. I don't know any artist that
if
would.
If my friend Haley is listening, will you please call in and explain this?
833 Joe Alex. I'm not calling you a liar. And I would say that if you said Katy Perry or Meghan Trainor, whoever the artist is, I don't care. I just can't imagine, Alex, for safety concerns, that they would, even if they were blindfolded and like disoriented, that they would bring fans into Taylor Swift's house.
But that's the thing. The relationship Taylor has with us is so different, and her team vets us and like Taylor Swift.
I feel like you saw one of the girls that lives with R. Kelly. It's like the relationship we have is so different.
Taylor is different. Taylor and Taylor's fans are different. Swifties are different. We're not freaking Savage Harmonizers or Lovatics.
Will you stop? Those are two words you can't say for a month.
Yeah.
You're on probation.
It's true.
Okay.
Swifties are different.
So that's just one thing there. Another one here, I'm kind of disappointed here. They say that you should always, not to be rude, if you're a guest in somebody's house, you should always flush the toilet. So the saying, like, let it mellow, that rule does not apply if you're a guest.
No, you have to leave a skid mark. It's how you show you've been there.
Is that what you did? Is that what your friend did at Taylor Swift's place? Like, oh, Taylor will never forget it. I was here.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, and let's just keep the charades going. We were talking about house rules and not being a rude guest, and one thing Alex says she would do in a heartbeat is check somebody's medicine cabinet, and Liv the Web Girl also said, yeah, I got friends that take pictures and then look up what the drugs mean. Well, guess what? Now I don't feel bad about you two not coming to my game nights. I'm actually uninviting you to future ones.
And I talked about how especially I would do this if I was in someone's house like Taylor Swift, and I said my friend Haley, who's a Swiftie, got invited to Taylor Swift's real house.
Sure she did.
To listen to I believe it was the 1989 album.
Oh,
and Joe does not believe me. So
hey,
I got my
Haley.
Friend. I got my friend Haley on the phone.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Let's hear your lies, Haley. Go ahead. Spill your lies.
I did go to Taylor Swift's real apartment in New York City.
How do you know it was actually hers? I guess that's where Joe and Porkchop think the lie is. They think that they took you to, you know, like an Airbnb.
They stage an apartment to look like Taylor Swift's.
Okay, that would be a really good point, but that's not true at all, and I have reasons why it's not true.
Tell us.
Okay, so all of her paparazzi photos are taken outside of that same apartment complex, and then also her Instagram photos are taken there. For example, the one on New Year's Eve of her and all of her friends dressed as their childhood heroes was taken on the staircase that I saw in her apartment in New York.
What's wrong with that, Joe?
Yeah.
You really think, and no offense, Haley, I don't know if you're as crazy as Alex, but there's a good chance that
I'm just as crazy.
Crazy's running the same circle. Simply that, yes, what artist of any kind, and I'm not saying Taylor's just a bad person, I think she might be, but nobody's going to let you actually into their apartment or home or anything. They're not going to do that. No, she
did.
No, she didn't, Haley.
Because
you and Alex would be like, oh my God, now we know where she lives. We should go sneak in there and get a photo with her cat, Muffins.
Did you have to go through like a background check or something?
Yeah. So what happened was they took our phones, our purses. There was security. We had to go up like this back stairway And as we were waiting in the lobby for her security to take us up the back stairway, a guy actually came down with his giant, like, poodle that he was walking. And he was like, you guys know that Taylor Swift's not the only person who lives here. I mean, it's like, it's very well known that this is her apartment in New York City. Ooh. There's paparazzi photos, like, dating back to, like, 2012 from this apartment.
And so explain some of the unique things that you saw inside of her apartment that people would be, like, surprised to hear about.
Did she have skid marks in the toilet?
Okay, so she had, like, napkins in her bathroom. Like, we were literally going through her entire first floor. We weren't allowed on the second floor. But she had napkins in her bathroom that had, like, a gold monogrammed S on them.
No.
She had her cat's litter box in the bathroom. Literally, like, Olivia and Meredith's litter box in the bathroom. She had, like, all of her Grammy Awards, like, photos that fans had given her, like, pictures of her and her friends hung up on the walls. Like, it was just too legit.
And you don't think she staged any of that just to look cool for her little album release when Haley was going?
No, I don't, because literally no pictures that were taken in her apartment that night were ever released.
Ooh.
Like, they were never released. So all we have is, like, Polaroids, and they're super grainy. You can't even tell the background.
Did you take anything?
Okay, no, I didn't. But I did hear that this last secret session, someone stole a piece of her Scrabble game, and Taylor Nation DM'd them and told them they had to give it back, or they were like, they're like filing charges. So they ended up, like, sending it back to them.
No way. God.
What about the gold napkin?
Yeah,
with
that's
the
what
S?
I was saying. I 1,000% would have stolen.
People took the napkins. People took the napkins.
And you didn't.
And she made baked goods for everybody herself, right?
All right. Taylor just sweated away over a hot kitchen stove. I got to make these cookies for Haley.
She literally did. She literally did. And, like, she was barefoot. Like, she was as casual as could be. Like, barefoot, welcomed us all into her home, like, one by one. It was legit, guys. Okay.
Well, the videos that came out that Taylor's team put together showing the secret sessions, in some scenes she really is showing herself baking in the kitchen, like, I'm so excited for my friends to come over, and she's making cookies.
Oh, then it must be real. Yeah, friends.
We are her friends!
You know what's interesting? I do believe Haley passed it, but Liv brought this up earlier. How the hell did Alex not pass a background check?
I didn't get invited, so that must mean I'm too crazy, right, Haley?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
that's what I think.
And then any last words you want to say maybe about the upcoming weeks people should know?
I just want to say keep your eye out for the countdown, man. She's coming back. I'm ready for it.
April 26!
Yeah, I do have to say I'm pretty stoked.
I would have taken dust from her apartment.
Yeah.
You know what? Alex and I had to pretend like we liked Reputation era, but we like pink and butterflies and sparkly, so this airs for us.
Yes, it is for us. It was made especially for Haley and I. Haley, thank you so much for calling me last minute. I know you're probably going to work.
Yep, no problem.
All right, thank you, Haley, for being on the Joe and Alex show. I don't believe anything she said, so that's very interesting.
Speaking of Taylor, I have some Taylor news coming up in the garbage. So Beyonce, first of all, dropped another overnight surprise on us. That's huge. We're going to talk about that. And are Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift feuding again? That's next.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.
Who cares about the
surprise? We got something new and exciting from Beyonce while you were sleeping. Homecoming, a film by Beyonce, premiered early this morning on Netflix. Beyonce also dropped Homecoming, the live album on her husband Jay-Z's streaming service Tidal. It's written, directed, and produced by the singer and shot over 8 months. The Netflix project is part concert film, part documentary, with a behind-the-scenes look at her two Coachella performances last year, which made her the first Black woman to ever headline Coachella. It's filled with quotes from famed Black intellectuals, as well as snippets of an audio diary in which the superstar shares how and why her Coachella performance came to be.
After all these years, I was the first African-American woman to headline Coachella. It was important to me that everyone that had never seen themselves represented felt like they were on that stage with us.
Can I just make a side note that why does she always sound like she is overdosed on sleeping pills?
Well, I think they heavily process that too, but maybe though. She's so tired. She's like,
oh my God.
That's just how she speaks.
No, she literally sounds like she's an 80-year-old woman. Why does she sound so old?
She does though.
I feel like I'm watching like an old time movie.
Yeah. Well, that's what she does though. It's like her artsy thing. I don't know. I'm a Beyonce fan. Like, she's one of the best concerts I've ever been to. But I'm not a Beyonce fan.
I've got the guy.
You're not in the beehive.
I'm not in the beehive. She also shared her desire to be with her growing family, even as she worked diligently to give her audience the show that had been delayed for a year because of her pregnancy. In the documentary, I thought this was interesting, Knowles Lawson, her mom, said in an Instagram post at the time that she was afraid that the predominantly white audience at Coachella would be confused by all of the black culture and black college culture because it was something that they might not get. Russell Wilson and Ciara made a video announcement from the comfort of their bed last night.
We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
Wilson got a four-year, $140 million extension that includes a $65 million signing bonus. That makes the quarterback the highest-paid player in the NFL. Kim Kardashian announced on Instagram that she will be launching a new perfume with her sister Kylie on April 26th, which happens to be the same date Taylor Swift is expected to drop new music.
Drama!
The feud between Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift hit its prime in 2016 over a song by Kanye West, resulting in Kardashian tweeting a series of snake emojis in reference to Swift. Both the reality star and pop star claim to have moved on, but this leaves some raised eyebrows.
Could it be a coincidence, though?
It could be a coincidence, but is it?
Probably not.
Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie joked around about performing a duet together at Katy Perry's upcoming wedding to Orlando Bloom.
No matter what, I'm there. Come on, man.
Then they'll have to sing for free.
Oh, come on.
Is that a deal?
Well, of course. I mean, this is a family rate.
Which song?
I don't know.
Endless Love. I'll be Diana. Lionel's Lionel. Endless Love.
In a cocktail lounge in Chicago, froze George Clooney's face.
Is he okay?
Inside an ice cube.
Oh.
And they plan to debut in a fancy new drink on May 6th, his 58th birthday. The drink costs $25, and it's got tequila in it. What is it? Vermouth?
Yeah.
Creme de banana liqueur, vanilla bean simple syrup, honey-eyed apricot, and smoked hickory.
Hickory?
Customers,
did you say hickory?
Customers can drink the George Clooney drink through the fall. Coming up in less than an hour, this TV actress sat down with Dr. Phil to talk about how fame is causing problems for her.
For more garbage, go to JoanAlexShow.com.
Oh, yeah. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Listener discretion, well, I don't know if it's advised, but for this one, it's definitely an adult topic here. And if you do got little kiddos that you don't want to explain things to, then, hey, we're trying to give you a heads up. We try to do everything family friendly, and I think we'll do this the right way, but if you got little kids, maybe turn on the radio for a little bit. Talk about what they got going on today. This story is something that we were kind of talking about off air, and then we see this other article of a woman kind of saying the same thing that we were wondering about. There is a woman who is upset that her boyfriend shies away from flipping pancakes when Aunt Flo is in the house.
Yeah?
Yeah. So she says she's been with her guy for a while now. Like, it's getting serious. She could see them actually getting married. But she says she has a problem where 25% of the month she can't flip pancakes because he's grossed out by it and he just shies away. Apparently, he's a very good lover, you know, and he likes to make everybody happy. But he says, oh, sorry, close till further notice.
That's
pretty much
the one thing I won't do.
Yeah, he's like, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. So, what do you think about that? I mean, you're waiting till you're married.
I know. My virgin ears are just shooketh by this. So I really hope if you are in a relationship, whether you do or don't, we want to hear both sides. Like, why or why you don't.
833-JOE-ALEX. That sounded so cool together. 833-563-2539. Now, producer Porkchop, you have no say in this because you're a bro. But I'm wondering, Live the Web Girl, or if anybody knows other women, what they think about this. Because, like, with me being a married man, I know for a fact that, you know what? I have a few times. I flip pancakes when Aunt Flo's up in this house, up in the building. But that's not my thing. Like, I really honestly could totally leave that and not take it. Like, if Lindsay's like, we have to do this, how can you avoid me? I'd be like, I love you, but no thanks.
So for me, it's not my personal preference, but I do know a lot of friends who do it. I have friends that do it and will just leave like a towel down.
Okay.
And
okay,
I'm like,
okay.
Doesn't that kind of make you feel like you're a dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and then I have friends that will do it, but they reserve it to the shower.
Okay.
So they'll only do it in the shower, so it's kind of like cleaner and stuff like that. But it's not for me. And I know a lot of guys that it's like repulses them.
Can't we just take a week off? Listen, as a guy that wants it anytime I can we just not take a week off?
But see,
just
the thing
one
is,
week?
Sometimes it's the girls that actually specifically want it during
that's
that time.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get that.
Because I feel like I have friends that tell me that it actually feels better because you're just more sensitive during that time. And
okay,
so
does anybody know
that
if that's true or not?
That's what I've heard from friends. And then I have some friends that are just like, it's natural. It's not a big deal. He doesn't care. But I cannot imagine a less sexy time than that. Like, I would feel so unsexy.
Yeah, I know it's natural. Like, I don't want to get into, like, Liv yelling at me, like, how can you say that, Joe? Women have that. But it's just, that doesn't mean you have to do something then.
Right. I mean, obviously, it's not, like, part of your comfort level, which is fine. But, yeah, I mean, that is true. Girls' hormones during that time of month are raging. So, yeah, like, that does make sense that, like, girls want it then more than ever.
Would you say, Liv, more your friend, like your girlfriends want to do that or do not want to do it? Flipping pancakes when Aunt Flo's in the house.
They do want, like, their hormones are raging, so they very much like kind of, you know, like their hormones are raging. They're horny, okay? That's what I'm going to say.
Whoa, Liv. Just got
to
throw the H word out like that?
I'm
hella horny right now.
But how do guys feel about this? If there is a guy that supposedly it doesn't bother you, like, I just don't even know that I could believe that it truly doesn't bother a guy. There is no way. If this was the other way around and a guy got Aunt Flo and he had his time of the month, I would be so grossed out by that.
Oh, well, you're scaring me now. I hope that never happens to me now.
I feel like guys that say that they're, I'm into it. I think they just like try to block it out in their mind and they just like close their eyes and don't try to think about what's actually happening.
Crystal's on the Joe and Alex show. Crystal, hey, let's keep it clean for the kids that might be listening right now. But Aunt Flo's in town. Are you getting down flipping pancakes? What do you think?
So I'm down. You got to earn your red wig.
Okay.
Red wings.
I was waiting for somebody to drop that one, and Crystal coming in hot right there. Yeah, it doesn't bother you at all?
No.
And what does your partner think?
I feel like when Aunt Flo's in town, you want it more.
That's what we were wondering. So for you personally, because like I love Alex, but Alex doesn't know because she's waiting. No. So maybe one day she'll know, but right now she doesn't.
This is going to be a definitely an adult question, but I also wonder, besides heterosexual relationships and lesbian relationships,
I was gonna say, dudes don't have that.
They are willing to do that because you have to be way more up close and personal during that time if you are in a lesbian relationship as opposed to a guy. Because a guy, he can, you know,
you got some distance.
Yeah, you can keep some distance and still enjoy it. But for a girl, you got to really be down.
Exactly. All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Courtney. Hey, Courtney, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Hey, I have a little bit of, like, a scientific perspective. So men's, like, spunk actually has hormones and, like, relaxin in it that can decrease cramping for women.
Wow, okay. Like,
interesting.
I'm cramping.
That's almost also like when people say, when your OBGYNs have said, I've heard, that when you're actually giving birth, if you can climax during birth, that it actually relieves the cramping and pain too, so to speak.
Well, wait, okay. I don't even want to know how that happens. That's a whole other scenario right there.
No.
Another time you can count me out of not going near there.
You're not. That isn't supposed to be happening as you're giving birth. I think it's like when you're contracting, like, you know, you and your partner do that before the pushing starts.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Like it jump starts labor and that it helps you relax or something. I've heard that.
Oh yeah, baby, let's have this baby.
If also a side note, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you have climaxed while giving birth and what that was like.
Okay, please. I can only handle so much this morning. My ears are getting
it's an adult conversation this morning.
I don't feel like I'm mature enough for it. Tracy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. We're talking about the situation with this woman that's mad that 25% of the month she can't flip pancakes with her guy because he's grossed out by Aunt Flo coming to town.
Yeah, so in my perspective, that's like one of the best times just because my hormones are raging. And for my partner, he doesn't seem to mind it. So, because I've asked, you know, like, hey, does that gross you out? And he's like, I'm a man. No, it doesn't. And we just either rinse off in the shower or put a towel down or
okay.
Whatever.
So similar to what Liv said to her friends do. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning and sharing that here with the Joe and Alex show.
We got a tweet from someone at Joe and Alex show that said, I was told, period, don't stop nothing but a sentence.
Let's go to Yoshi. We'll wrap it up with Yoshi. Hey, Yoshi, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you and your husband think about this?
Hey, so me and my husband are, you know, not to put his name out there, but we definitely do partake in the Red Wing program. So, yeah, women, I definitely suggest that you at least try it once because the sensitivity of it is the best you will ever have. So definitely take the leap. Don't be scared.
Now, Yoshi, how did you even like know about this? Just like you're like, okay, let's try this, babe, or how'd this happen?
Actually, he was such a freak that he turned me on to it.
No.
So I was like I was such a prude. So totally before I met him, I would have never done it. But when I met him, he totally turned me on to it. And he's the only guy I've ever done it with. But like the guy has to actually know your body well enough to make it right. So
now,
trust me,
if
you're with the right person, it's going to be good.
When you say that he's such a freak with it, would you say that he has a special fetish for red winging, or no, he's just a freak, so he'll just try anything?
I would say that he has a special fetish for it for me. Like he said that, you know, I'm the only one that he's like turned on by it. So I think any other female like before me probably just wasn't, I don't know, like they just weren't doing it for him. But for whatever reason, I just seem to have that magic touch. So he really enjoys it.
You know, I used to play this game called Pilot Wings on Nintendo 64, and it would always say, like, you earned your wings. Like, this totally changes that for me now.
Wow, okay.
Yes, absolutely. So women, don't be scared. Guys, don't be scared. Take the leap.
Thanks, Yoshi. Before this conversation we had this morning, only Red Wings I ever heard of was the Detroit Red Wings. It's a hockey team. So I guess you could say you learn something new every day here on the Joe and Alex Show.
You can still shoot your puck with this, but it's a lot different.
Ruben on Twitter said, all this talk about pancake flipping is making me hungry.
Okay, you know what, Ruben? Somebody always has to ruin a conversation. You're the one. Congratulations.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. If you don't follow us already on Instagram, what's wrong with you? Get over there now and do it.
I was going to say, please follow us because we've almost beat our radio station Instagram and followers. And
if we're going to be doing that, if we're going to be doing that, I don't know why, because maybe people think like the Joe and Alex Show is my Instagram, but like follow me too because I have like no followers. It's Joe Pesh Radio. We have so many on our morning show one. Does that just mean nobody likes me or?
Probably. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm wondering why.
No, it's because we've talked to you about this before. It's because your Instagram flow ain't good.
Excuse me?
It's the content you're putting out.
My content is good. I update
it. It's food and dogs and sweaty selfies at the gym.
Yeah, hello, and being a big brother. Listen.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so our Instagram is at Joe and Alex Show, and you can still join in the conversation on our Instagram story to reply to the question. But Alex, we are wondering, if you were describing somebody that's never listened to the Joe and Alex Show before, which is me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, how would you like describe it to them? What would you tell them? You only have like two or three sentences to do so. And
some of them were nice. Some of them were funny. Some of them were downright mean.
Well, I mean, I think it's how we interpret it. I thought it was great. You can call in, though, right now and in a couple of sentences describe it to somebody like what the Joe and Alex Show is. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Now, we already have a bunch of great responses on our Instagram.
Yeah, somebody said Frasier meets Wendy Williams, but in the best possible way.
Okay, I can see that. Not a huge Wendy Williams fan, but I get it.
I thought that was really funny. So this is the one I was like, I don't know if they're being mean or funny. They said lovable cheapskate and basic bitch argue about almost everything.
I would say so. The lovable part. The cheapskate part.
Oh, but what about me?
I mean, I
would
think...
say high maintenance basic bitch.
This one says four sibs trying to shade each other as much as possible before their mom gets back in a loving way, though.
Yes. Constantly we try to make the other person feel like they're worthless.
They said it's like you're having a convo with friends and coworkers. Not everyone agrees, but full of respect. Another person,
we don't respect each other.
Another person said it's like a family reunion every day with all your annoying but lovable cousins. They said super diverse conversation and many different sides to each story. Someone said, come for Murder Monday, stay for the laughs. Four genuine people who lay it all out there. My favorite was the one where Joe jokes, Alex rants, Liv laughs, and Porkchops pour.
Yeah, that is actually the overwhelming thing. It's like if you had to explain it to somebody, like, oh, well, the one girl rants, the one guy tries to, like, you know, diffuse everything, and the other guy's poor as hell.
Yeah, they said funny, real, and inclusive. Every morning is an emotional roller coaster. One guy plays sound effects to drown out their female co-host while female number two. Thank you. While female number two snort laughs and Uber is mentioned.
There's one on Twitter that says, I think the best way to describe the cast is you all remind me of the cartoon figures from Inside Out. None of you are one in particular, but there are moments where each of you are one, except for Porkchop. He is scared of everything.
Well, Porkchop would be sadness maybe the most because he's kind of just like Eeyore.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. I guess you can do that if you want. I really don't know what to do, and nobody replies to my emails.
Do people really just think I'm like a, like, that's it? Like Uber? Like,
I think so. Me? Yeah, I think
probably
that's the vibe people get from you. Yeah.
Uber.
I feel like I have so many other better things I stand for.
Yeah, but I think you really portray, like, help me, I'm poor. I think that's the vibe you give off. There's more to you for sure. We know the real you.
Well, I'm rich.
Okay, we're not lying
okay,
here.
We don't want
people to be like, oh, they're a bunch of liars.
I think that I've heard before, just out like meeting listeners and stuff, I've heard that they like how we usually talk about different topics than other morning shows. Like what we talk about typically is a little bit different than other people, which I think is good because you don't want the same thing all the time.
I don't know. I like repetitiveness.
Someone said, Joe married fun-loving, chill, Liz, my name is Liv, but Liv, down to earth, optimistic, go with the flow. Alex, open, conservative, passionate. Porkchop marches to his own drum, loves life, big heart.
There you go.
There you go, Porkchop.
Oh, wait,
nice
you missed one.
And looking for?
And big debt.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can call in 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That is 833-563-2539. I was out eating dinner with my wife, Lindsay. Yeah, I know, Joe's journey, whatever. But anyways, we were sitting down doing our thing, and we were at the bar. Now, I could be different about this and be a hypocrite. I don't know, but I want people that are servers and work in the restaurant industry to join in the conversation to let me know how you feel about people that go to the restaurant and all they're doing there is, well, how do I put this? They're being restaurant campers. They go there and they sit for hours. Their food's done. They're not ordering anything else. Their stuff's done. But they just sit there and take up the server or the waitresses or the waiter's spot. Like, doesn't that cost them money? Isn't that rude?
You know, Joe, I am so glad you bring this up. And I am allowed to talk about this now since I don't work at a restaurant anymore. This is detrimental because usually the way it works is a server has about 4 tables per night. So, you know, they come and go. The faster you could turn a table, the more money you'll make. Now, also keep in mind, most servers usually make somewhere around like $2 an hour, so they never see a paycheck. The tips they make are the money they make. So now, like, if you come in and you're just sitting, and you're done eating, you really could be like costing that server a lot of money. Now, I will say this, you know, me, I'm very inviting and all that stuff. So if it's slow, if you can see that there's other tables that are open, I have no problem if you come in and sit in camp. I'll invite you to sit as long as you want. I'll keep refilling your water. But if it's a busy Saturday night and all the other servers are turning tables and I'm not, then that could be huge, huge money hit.
Now, Liv the Web Girl, you don't serve anymore either, but what do you think?
I think it is so annoying and frustrating because exactly what Porkchop said, you're trying to turn the table as quickly as possible. But I will say, one time there was a group of 3 guys that camped out literally all night from like 5 p.m. until probably like 10.
Whoa. 10,
like they were there all night and they weren't ordering like a ton of stuff throughout the night. They only ordered like a couple of beers throughout the night, which
were
is
just
also
talking,
annoying.
Watching sports?
Just talking and watching sports. But I will say they left me a fat tip.
I feel like that's a rarity. That's a unicorn.
Fat tip.
I feel like that's a unicorn.
Amazing.
Would you not agree that does not happen that often?
Yeah, I mean, they were flirting a little bit.
I
so
was
I like
you show them any side boob?
Nope. Nope, we wear t-shirts, so not really an option.
I thought you were at Hooters. Okay.
I was a hostess at a dinner theater for my very first job when I was 16, and the rudest thing that I ever encountered was a group of old people, very old.
Yeah?
Like, I'm talking 70s or up. One of the women took her thong off and left it under the table.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. What?
I guess she really got going to the Sound of Music.
Yeah. How do you like my butt floss right there, honey? You can let us know. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show what you think about these people. Maybe Pork Chop and Live the Web Girl are just overreacting, and it's not that big of a deal. But I actually think there's something going on here. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. What are you doing over there? What are you doing?
Just testing. I feel like I'm extremely loud.
Well, you are loud. Sorry, I play engineer around here because all of our crap breaks, so I try to fix stuff.
I think it sounds...
You got to turn your mic on. There we go.
My mic is on. I think it sounds good. Talk again.
It's Alex on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Does it sound okay?
Yeah.
It's a little loud, but we can adjust that as we go. Sorry that we have to play radio while we're doing radio.
Joe's picking his nose.
I thought you were going to tell me I was actually like, you know, getting that wedgie because I don't know what happened, but I thought I had a thong going on there for a second.
Oh,
fat guy problems. It happens. All right. Check it out. What we're into is coming up in a few minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show. And we are not talking about my dog, Benny, going on a date. So you're going to have to find something else at 8:30.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, because Joe and his wife are in a fight about what happened on their dog's first date, and it's epic.
Okay, now, here's what we are doing. We are going to talk to Lenny, who is our technical producer in Houston. And all you got to do, Lenny, is just tell us the truth, man. What's going on here? What's happening with you?
Okay, well, my best bro is really mad at me right now.
Okay, understandable.
So, his parents and me and him, we all went to this really super expensive restaurant. Have you guys heard of Texas Day Brazil?
I have not. No. I've heard of the Olive Garden.
So, this is not the Olive Garden. It's like $50 per person, and they bring you, like, fancy cuts of steak and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So that sounds delicious.
Man, it was off the chain. You got to try it out when you come back. So, anyway, we're there, we're enjoying ourselves, and I see this hostess walk by, right? And I'm not the kind of guy who just shoots a shot anywhere we go. But this lady was off the chain, so I had to say something. You know me, I can't just let it pass me by.
Right.
So I called her over, and she comes over.
Oh my God.
And everybody's looking around like, what is Lenny about to do? And I just tell the lady, I'm like, funny place to meet the love of your life.
Nice. That is a shot. That is a big shot.
What you think about that one? Pretty hard, huh?
Honestly, yeah. That is impressive how hard you took that.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot was she?
Oh, man. She was a solid 9. She wasn't an Alex. She was not an Alex.
Thank you.
But she was a 9.
What number would you give Alex? Because, well, I don't want to say, but what number would you give her?
I'd give Alex a 9.25.
Wow. What about me, Lenny?
Ooh, Liv, don't get me started. Jewel Daddy's going to come to Texas and kill me.
Not honestly,
you can see his vape cloud coming.
But no. So after I said that, she was pretty much like, oh, I have a boyfriend. And I was like,
oh, you got shut down, bro.
That's also what I tell guys when they hit on me when I'm not interested, even though I don't have a boyfriend.
Well, this is the thing. I didn't get shut down.
Oh.
Because I still walked out of there with the number.
Oh, even though she has a boyfriend?
Yes, sir. You know, sometimes Lenny Bree's better than your boyfriend. But anyway, so his parents were like sitting there dumbfounded. And my bro is looking at me with this angry face. And he's like, hey, bro, come to the restroom. And as soon as we get in the restroom, he blows up. His face, he's a white guy. His face was totally red. And he's like, dude, why would you embarrass me like that in front of my parents? Like, we take you out on this dinner.
Yikes.
You know, it's really expensive, and you're acting so unprofessional. But to me, I'm thinking we're, like, chilling. I'm like, yo, I can holler at a girl. Like,
I mean, how close are you with his parents?
We're pretty close. I mean, I've known him since I was in sixth grade.
Okay. Then why would they react that way? It's not like you're just meeting him.
Exactly. And they didn't even react really bad. It was just him. He was tripping out.
833 Joe Alex, is it okay that Lenny, you know, shot a shot right in front of the whole family? Or, I mean, did he kind of mess up? Is that kind of inappropriate to do? I mean, it sounds like they weren't really trying to help you out. They didn't really, did they do anything to assist you?
The parents?
Yeah, I mean, because it sounds like, you know, like nobody was really trying to help set you up except for yourself.
Yeah, like did they co-sign you? Did they say to the waitress, like, oh, he's a great guy.
He's a good boy.
That would have been cool, but no, they were just like, what the hell are you doing, Lenny?
Did they say something after the fact? Like, what was that?
No, nobody even mentioned it. My friend was just, it was silent for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, man, come to the restroom.
Well, I don't
understand.
We're
going to have a sword fight to settle this. Yeah. Okay.
I don't understand why he said that was so unprofessional. Like, it's not like you're at a business dinner or a business meeting. Why would you be acting professional with your best friend?
But
and
Liv,
his
if
parents?
You Liv, let me just try to put the scenario different. Let's say Lenny was with you, or maybe one of Jewel Daddy's buddies was that with you and your parents. Okay, you guys went to a nice little dinner right. somewhere or lunch. You would be okay with some guy just like openly hitting and flirting
so
on some girl in front of Mama and Papa C?
I would be totally fine with it. I don't know how my parents would feel because, you know, my parents. Conservative.
I was thinking your parents would be okay with it.
My parents might be. I really have no idea. Like it, I have no idea how my parents would react. I wouldn't care. I would not care if my friend was like flirt. But you also have to understand that I am like boy crazy, and so I have been openly flirting with like waiters, guys, like openly in front of my parents since I was like. Four.
Hella horny Liv
so
over here.
I feel like I've like done that. So like, I don't think my parents ever cared that like I did that in front of them.
833 Joe Alex. Chris, you bring up an interesting point, and that's why we got to have you on the show. What did you want to say, Chris?
It sounds like Lenny's friend was kind of interested in the girl, and he just didn't swing first.
Oh!
Is that true, Lenny? Is your guy got a girlfriend?
Yeah, is he single? Mm-hmm.
He is single.
Oh, that's what it is. He was butthurt. He was trying to shoot his shot.
Wow.
Yeah, and he missed.
Dang. No, but did he shoot a shot, though, Lenny? Because you were the man on the scene.
No, but I mean, any guy in there would have wanted to shoot a shot. This girl was a 10, but I never thought about my best friend.
Dang.
So do you think you're. Shoot his shot. Is your friend more shy?
He is. He's a more quiet guy.
So he's probably angry that, like, you're not shy, so you'll just go ahead and shoot your shot at any time, but that, like, he can't.
Has this girl texted you?
Man, we've been texting back and forth. We've been FaceTiming.
What?
Oh,
and
no.
She has a boyfriend? Yeah. I'm confused. Number one, she has a boyfriend, supposedly, and she's doing that. And two, who FaceTimes before the first day? I won't even FaceTime a guy until it's, like, 6 months into a relationship. I hate FaceTiming.
Really?
How old is this girl?
I don't know. She's at least 20.
Oh, okay, wow. So she's legal.
Like,
thank God.
Younger, like 20-year-olds, like they'll FaceTime literally anyone. I swear.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
Usually I FaceTime before I even like text.
Yeah. It's a thing, I swear.
All right. Hey, Chris, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-563-2539. Do you think this is going to go somewhere, Lenny, because of all this risk that you've taken with shooting your shot? Do you think it's going to pan out, or is this just kind of a quick thing?
Man, it never goes anywhere for me. It's like we talk, and then it gets to that point, and then I just never go through with it, man.
Do you ever think that,
do you just get bored, or is it like you
I think it's me chasing the chase.
Got it. No, yeah. I get that.
Lenny needs to be humbled. He's really good looking. I think he just needs to have a little bit uglier. He needs to get a little like little weight on him so he doesn't have abs anymore.
Did you find out?
I think you'll realize.
Did you find out anything interesting about her through your FaceTime conversations or talking to her? Just like fun facts,
like what she looks like naked.
No, that we would like to know.
Well, I don't know if I could say it over the air.
Yes, you can.
Well, hold on, stop, because Lenny may not know. You have to make sure it's really clean. So clean it up as much as you can, like you were telling a little kid.
Okay, well, we were FaceTiming, and she kept accidentally showing things on the camera.
What?
Accidentally like, showing things?
Well, at first it was accidental, but eventually I knew what she was doing. Well, so she was like, oh my gosh, I hate that I have stretch marks right here. And she showed me a spot on her body that was probably not supposed to be shown on FaceTime.
Not you for the stretch marks, you that she is doing that.
Top or bottom part of her body?
Bottom.
Whoa!
Okay, I don't like this girl.
Wait.
No.
To be fair, I don't think that part of the body's supposed to have stretch marks at all.
This is so trashy. I don't like
what
this girl at all.
What are you talking about?
That is not how you do things.
The clam?
I don't like her. So.
No, or the butt.
No,
are
the
you
butt
joking?
Can have stretch marks.
Exactly. You don't know. She said bottom. You don't know what part of the body that is.
If the one thing I'm thinking of has stretch marks. I would get out of there. It's like, hello.
There's stretch marks there.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know.
That's how you can tell that Joe's gotten hardly any in his life that he thinks that there could possibly be stretch marks there.
And also the fact that, like, he said, oh, it's on stretch marks on her bottom. He doesn't instantly think of a butt.
I thought of high upper thigh.
Yeah, or that, but that's like butt region.
Okay. But still, the fact that she was doing that is
And she has
tacky.
A boyfriend.
And she has a boyfriend, Lenny. That is the number one warning
and
sign.
And this isn't, like, Lenny, you should realize that this girl is kind of trash.
Okay, well, check this out. This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to find her boyfriend and let him know.
No!
What's wrong with you?
Lenny, what do you want me to do?
I want you to hit it and quit it.
No, don't hit it and quit it. Don't hit it. It's not worth your time. You block this girl, okay? You block her. You ghost her.
Don't ever go eat there.
You wipe your hands clean of it. It's none of your business to go and run and tell her boyfriend.
Do you have any photos?
So he can't, but Lenny, we could.
Lenny, do you have any photos?
I do. I'll send you guys some photos.
Yeah, send us a photo real quick in the group DM. Or just to me.
Wait,
my number.
Should we call this guy on air and tell him?
No.
We should call his parents.
Yes.
No, let this guy be.
We should call this guy's work. You know?
Why?
Just go big or go home. All right. Just why would we, why stop at telling him? Let's
Lenny,
tell everyone
you're
in
living
life.
The life I wish I could live.
Just kidding.
So I'm so proud of you, son.
Thanks, Joe Daddy.
There you go. Joe Daddy. Oh, come on. Get over it, pork chop. You just wish he called you Chop Daddy, but didn't happen. All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, what are we into? We'll share that with you, and you could join in the conversation, too. It could be a song, maybe a book you're reading, something you saw clothing-wise. It doesn't matter. 833, do you want to open the full thing right now while we're on the air, or do you want to wait a few minutes, Alex?
I'm opening.
Jesus. Can you wait for 2 seconds?
Nope.
I'm the fattest person on the show, and I don't even open up food.
Nobody can hear that except you.
Bull crap.
I hear it.
You can hear it.
I don't hear Joe's upset now.
I'm throwing it away right now.
Joe's upset because he doesn't have cookies.
That's
and Alex
right.
does.
No, it's because you can't wait for a damn second to be a professional broadcaster.
Oh, he's so mad.
I'm really going to take your juice and cookies and throw them away.
See, temper tantrum.
No, I'm going to.
Call the Joe and Alex Show at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. That's 1-833-563-2539.
You can let us know what you're into also by tweeting us at Joe and Alex Show. Let's kick it off with Alex. What are you into this week?
I'm into the Leith, that's the brand, ruched bodycon tank dress at Nordstrom. Now, let me tell you, this is the dress for spring, and it's 20% off right now. I discovered this dress, and I am not exaggerating when I say I have it in 6 colors.
I was going to say they have about like 8 colors of this dress.
I'm actually wearing the long sleeve version, but this is a tank top version. This dress is awesome because you can wear this with heels or nice flats for work. It is perfect, the perfect like juxtaposition between business casual or like a date night outfit, or you can even wear it with sneakers and make this jersey dress like it's a cotton tank dress. So you can also just wear this like casually with sneakers just out. I mean, for brunch or lunch or whatever. But it's 20% off, so it's $45 right now on Nordstrom's website. And we'll put a shop swipe up link on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
I live the web girl. What are you into this week?
I'm into these really cute pair of white mules. And I think they're really good for summer. Like, if you want to wear them in summer, and they're good to wear, like, for work. But then you can also wear them out, like, dress them up and wear them out. They're super cute. And I just think mules are super, super, super in right now. Super in style. And I think the color white, like, white shoes are very in style right now, too. So they're super cute.
I love white right now.
Yes. So in.
Ooh, would they look good with my dress that I picked
out? They would actually look perfect.
If we put together an outfit. What we're into this week. There you go.
Pork Chop, what are you into, my man?
I am into the app called Joyride. It's a new app that I made.
Is this
where
an
you
Uber
can
thing?
Wait, you made?
Oh my God.
And
you made an app.
Yeah, I'm the Uber driver and it's just me. No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. But no, but I really am into the app Joyride. It's kind of like HQ Trivia, except it's like it's a mix of HQ Trivia and like Trivia Crack and Song Pop.
Does this thing have a bigger payout than 10 cents?
Yes. You can win money, and it's like it plays a song and you have to guess what the song is. And you can actually win money at the end.
How much money are you winning?
25 cents, Liv.
There's $250 in prizes today at 3:20 p.m. So, you know, it depends how many people play.
Is that why you're always busy? I tried calling Porkchop yesterday. He's like, hey, man, I got something really important right now. I'll have to call you back.
No, I was actually driving at that time.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'll get you your destination. I just have to play this game real quick. Hang on.
Do you like to do this because you don't have a TV to watch?
Yes.
Well, that's good. It can keep you entertained and stuff
sure
like that.
And I'm sure all the other people that play probably have TV, so I don't think that's a...
Where do you find these games?
I'm just saying it's, like, entertaining.
Like, where do you find these random things? Like, I've never heard of it before.
Actually, I saw it as an ad on Instagram.
Man, they get you good.
Yeah, they did get me.
Porkchop is the exact type of person that would actually click on an Instagram ad and go download whatever it says. I've never met anyone in real life.
It's like, warning, there's a virus. He's like, yeah, I know, but it looks cool.
Yeah, exactly. You can shop all of these on Instagram. Just swipe up on our story at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones talked to Dr. Phil about fame and social media causing serious problems for her mental health.
You see 10 great comments and you ignore them, but one negative comment and it just like throws you off. People used to write like, oh, damn, Sansa gained 10 pounds or Sansa needs to lose 10 pounds or Sansa got fat. It was just a lot of weight comments. Or I would have like spotty skin because I was a teenager. And that's normal, and I used to get a lot of comments about my skin and how I wasn't a good actress.
It's so easy to get caught up in negative comments, but when you see, like, the most gorgeous person in the world, we all agree it's like, they're hot. Someone's like, yeah, they kind of look fat in that photo. It's like, there's always a troll. There's always somebody hating on something because they hate themselves.
Always going to be someone that doesn't like peaches or whatever they say. Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband pleaded not guilty to fraud and money laundering conspiracy charges this week after they allegedly paid $500,000 to scam their daughters into USC. A source says that Lori thought the bribes were the only way to get Olivia, Jade, and Bella into the college. They claim that they're under the impression that they might be breaking the rules, but not laws. They feel that they were actually manipulated by those involved and are planning that as part of their defense. Prosecutors are planning to ask for 4 to 10 months of time for Felicity Huffman, one of 13 parents who pleaded guilty in that scandal. Alex Rodriguez remembers practicing 3 times before proposing to Jennifer Lopez.
I planned it for about 6 months. It was on a beach in the Bahamas. I had the ring, but what was interesting is I rehearsed 3 days in a row because I wanted the sunset to be perfect. So one time the sunset was at 6:27, the next day it was like 6:29, and then the third day it was raining. So I kind of came out around 6:29 and I said, this is the time where I'm going to do it. And it worked out well.
It definitely worked
out. That's genius. I did not practice my proposal, and I thought the proposal to my wife sucked. It was awkward and long.
Really?
I mean, she didn't complain, but Alex, it could went from like 6 or 7 minutes of awkwardness to about 20 seconds.
Oh, I actually want a long proposal. I want it to like last forever and them telling you how amazing I am.
Well, I mean, we only have so much time before the sun sets.
Michelle Obama was promoting her new memoir, Becoming, in London when she struggled to find a metaphor to describe America's fascination with Donald Trump. Eventually, the former First Lady equated America's troubles with that of a teenager who spends the weekend with his or her divorced dad, who makes things fun at first and then gets the youngster sick. The fallout from the video has been immediate. People, especially divorced dads, have taken offense at the idea that divorced dads are somehow less of a parent than divorced moms. Here's a clip of her saying this.
We come from a broken family. We're a little unsettled, and you know, having good parents, you know, is tough. You know, sometimes you spend weekends with divorced dad, and that feels like it's fun, but then you get sick. That's what America's going through. We're kind of living with divorced dad.
I think what she could have said, maybe she said dad because he's a man. Like, if she's trying to get her point across there, whether people agree with it or not, she could have been like, you know, with the other parent. Because whether it's a man or a woman, whoever has them during the week, usually the weekend parent's the quote-unquote fun parent because that's when they get to spoil them and do things.
Yeah, I think that because she said the sick part, like, that they are fun at first, but then you end up, like, basically messed up afterwards. Like, they're divorced people are saying, like, they're offended because she's implying that people that have gone through divorce, those parents are less responsible. Snoop Dogg has been a partner with Levi's since he first became Snoop Dogg. That's a long time.
Didn't even know that. Okay.
Yeah, and recently, I guess someone said that he's got so many pairs of jeans that when he stays in hotel rooms, he'll leave a pair of his Levi's back for someone else to have. So Snoop Dogg talked about it. He said, so some lucky fan gets to have Snoop Dogg pants and drawers in every state that I go to. They get the whole package. I guess him and other celebrities were wearing Levi's at Coachella over the weekend, and they all left them in the
hotel.
I can
think of like one thing I wish Snoop Dogg would leave behind that I could have besides jeans.
Yeah, is it green?
Yes, it is. And I don't even smoke.
Coming up in less than an hour, Britney Spears. She could be being held against her will.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show in about 7 minutes if you don't go anywhere. I really don't think it's something we should be talking about because it's kind of an awkward spot right now. But it involves my dog Benny and a date.
And you and your wife now are kind of in an argument.
Yep, so of course, that's why you guys want me to talk about it on air. More drama, great. Another thing we get to talk about at counseling on Thursday. All right, it's coming up in about 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on the new 92.1 Radio Now. So I took my my boys, Benny Paddington, to a baseball game the other day, and it was kind of almost a fun, relaxing event where you could bring the dog, but also, you know, both of our dogs, Benny and Paddington, they're boys, and there's nothing wrong with it, but they're heterosexual dogs. They're into, you know, other girls and other female dogs and not other boy dogs. And, well, thought maybe we could try to see if this female dog a friend of ours has, maybe they could be, you know, a new item. They could be hooked up. Now,
like one of them with her or both of them?
No, I wasn't exactly thinking of a tag team. I was thinking of just more of Benny, you know, one-on-one. Paddington could just be there
Benny's
for moral support.
Benny's the more handsome one, right?
Well, I think everybody depends. Benny's got the beard and he's scruffy. Paddington's got the small head.
No,
looks like
I
he
like,
got shrunk.
I like Paddington.
Okay. God love him.
Paddington's a lady killer.
Yeah, Paddington's a lady killer for sure. But we're doing Benny. He's the big bearded guy like me. And, well, I feel like things went okay, but everybody else kind of looked weird because Benny definitely was interested in the meeting the girl.
Really?
So much so that he went to town trying to hump her. I think he, like, my pelvis hurts watching him trying to dry hump.
Oh, my God.
Like, this dog was going to town, and now Lindsay's
on a first date, too.
Yeah, I know. Didn't even, like, buy her dinner or anything. What is she? But Lindsay, my wife, is kind of upset, and she's actually just embarrassed, and she's like, you're going to go in your cage. It's like, wait a minute.
Wait, she's punishing him?
Yeah, like, you can't punish him for trying to go to town on a good-looking girl dog.
I mean, I just think, like, you can't just say, like, dogs will be dogs. It's, like, the same thing as saying, like, boys will be boys. Like, there's got to be some sort of line. Like,
well, there's a difference, though. I mean, like, dogs are expected to hump things. Like, little boys are not expected to be like, hey, girl, what's up? Can I get some of that leg?
No, it's the same thing as boys will be boys. There needs to be a line, and clearly it's been crossed.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Should my wife be mad at me for this right now? Grace, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? Whose side are you on?
I'm kind of on both sides. Like, Joe, I know what you're saying. Like, dogs will be dogs, and I guess that's kind of their natural instinct. But Alex is right, too. Like, you do have to set limits because you don't want – you want to be able to go on a walk with your dog without your dog, like, humping everything in sight, you know? So I think that there's definitely an in-between and a balance, like, instinct, but you also do have to set those limits. Like, you just can't have your dog humping everything and every other dog, you know?
No, I think you bring up a good point. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Grace. You can let us know. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 40-year-old guy in southern Japan, yeah, we're going international with today's dummy, recently got arrested for stealing 3 tennis rackets from a high school locker room.
Oh, that's not nice.
Now, that at the surface level does not seem that big of a deal. It's like, okay, so he took a tennis racket. But hold on, we're going to get deeper in this one, my friends. Here's the thing. This guy was not planning on selling them on Craigslist or maybe Facebook Market. He was in it for a whole different reason, because when the cops eventually arrested the guy, he told them, quote, I really like the smell of the sweat.
Ew.
On the tennis rackets.
Okay. First of all, what tennis racket collects sweat?
All of them collect it right there on the handle. It absorbs into the tape.
That's disgusting.
Liv, the web grown porch chat, played tennis just the other day, didn't you guys?
Oh, yes, yeah. We did.
Yeah, I crushed her.
I heard you guys, well, thanks for that information. I heard you guys had some sweaty tennis rackets.
Yeah, dude, we should make the noises we made, too. Go ahead, Liv, you go.
You know, he was the one making
like
all
when
the
you
noises.
Hit the tennis ball. Come on, what
I feel like
make?
Liv would be like, ugh, and I feel like Porchup like, ugh.
No, Porchup was the one making all of the grunts. I was like casually playing, and he was giving it literally his all. He almost tore his ACL.
I'm tearing my ACL for this game, yeah. Dang it.
He really almost did.
Well, yeah, the rackets had a combined value of $200. I didn't realize they were that expensive. Jeez. I guess my Goodwill rackets are cheaper than that. Now, here's the thing that even adds more layers to this sweaty, stinky story. This happened back in 2017. So do you realize the police in Japan have been on the case for 2 years trying to get back the sweaty rackets?
Oh my gosh. You think that he had just hidden them?
I don't even want to know where he hid them. But yeah, I'm saying like to pursue a crime like this over sweaty tennis rackets, is there no crime in Japan?
Well, I was going to say it's Japan. See, that's the difference between Japan and America. These little petty crimes like this, they take seriously. He's probably in prison for life. Maybe he got his hands chopped off. Who knows?
Well, I would chop off his nose because he's the one smelling everything.
Yeah, that crime calls for a little nose chopperoo.
Mm-hmm. That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
833-JOE-ALEX, the number anytime you want to join in the conversation, you are more than welcome to do so. And of course, social media, Twitter and Instagram, it is at Joe and Alex Show. So this story is really incredible, very powerful. We're all big fans here of law enforcement. We support the men and women that serve, protect, and anybody in the armed forces. Incredible, the sacrifice for you and your family. This happened at the Boston Marathon, and it's a Marine. He ran in it in honor of three men he served alongside, and he really had this seeing these photos and videos, it's so powerful now about strength and perseverance. Micah Herden, 31, ran the race in 3 hours and 38 minutes, which that alone is incredible. But
I can't even believe that.
That's not even the big part I'm talking about, Alex. The thing is this, at the very end, he breaks down right at the finish line because your body, I mean, me walking a mile, I want to crawl into my house, but this guy was able to crawl through. And the way he did it the whole time is he kept on saying the three names, which he has tattooed on his arm, of his fellow servicemen that were killed while they were on a tour of duty.
Wow.
He kept on saying their name. Even when he was running throughout the whole thing, he just kept on doing that and doing that and doing that. And yeah, his buddies were killed when they were targeted by an IED back in 2010. So he said he ran the marathon for them. And It's incredible. You really have to see the video to you can just see him and like someone tries to help. He's like, no, I got this. Like, let me do that. So,
you know how we know this guy's awesome? Because most people that run marathons, they just poop their pants by the end.
Well, he pooped his pants too. No, I'm just kidding.
How do we know he didn't do this just for the views, just to go viral?
You never know anymore. But
you really don't
I'm
know.
Hoping he didn't do that.
Right.
Come on now. Have a little faith in this guy.
He was crawling by the end.
Yes, because his body gave out. 26.2 right. miles.
No, I know, like, the woo! My only thing is, like, I know at least 10 people that have run a marathon. And, like, yeah, it was, like, hard, but, like, they
I
did
don't
it.
Think this guy was a professional runner. I think it's just he lost his buddies. Well, he's like, this is what I'm going to do.
My sister wasn't a professional runner.
No, but I'm, okay.
Marathons, what? Like, it's hard?
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Can't with these two today. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I've got the top 10 rules you need to follow so you're not a rude house guest. A new survey in the UK asked people to name the top rules you'd expect to follow at somebody's house. I don't know if it's different in the UK from here in America, but we're about to find out. The most common rules in no particular order, they say, obviously, don't assume you can go anywhere in the house. Some rooms could be off limits. Now, be honest. Do you ever just go into somebody's house and you're like, I wonder what's behind this door.
Always, dude. And whenever I go to the bathroom, I peel back the shower curtain. I'm seeing what's in their shower, checking the cabinets. Sometimes I'll take something home with me.
You guys are animals.
Oh my gosh. I guarantee you raid the medicine cabinet. You're like, what do we got in here?
No, I don't. But my cousin will literally raid the medicine cabinet, take pictures of all of their prescriptions, and then Google them to see what kind of like.
Oh my
that
God.
Is so shady.
I'll never forget. Yes. I saw a TV show And in an episode, someone put like a bunch of marbles.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the
or, like
cabinet.
Ping pong balls.
Yeah, so that when it opened, the person was in there. All you hear is like them all
you
falling
know
out.
That they're lucky.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's what I'm going to do the next time I have like a game night or just to like invite anybody over maybe this summer for something. All of a sudden it's like ding 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 ding.
If
like
that
Alex
happened,
is like, oh my god, your thing randomly opened. I don't know what happened.
Put a scarecrow in the shower so when she looks.
If that happened,
like a murderer,
I'm crawling out the bathroom window. Yeah. Like I'm not coming back
you're
out.
You're not coming out.
Alex
of that
just
bathroom.
Jumped from the second floor of my house.
My
legs are broken.
My friend got to go to Taylor Swift's house for one of the secret sessions that she does, like whenever she has a new album come out. So she's in Taylor Swift's house and she was like, well, I got to use the bathroom. So she actually got to use Taylor Swift's bathroom. And
what?
I was like, please tell me that you looked through the entire bathroom. She's like, oh yeah, I did. I was looking through everything.
Oh my gosh. What'd she find? Did she find anything?
She didn't find anything juicy.
It
just
wasn't
like
really Taylor Swift's place. You really think,
yes, it was.
You really believe in your heart of hearts that they would transport you or any
yes
other Taylor Swift super fan
yes
to her house.
You don't. I don't think that they know the address or whatever. I mean, everything is so
you're
gated and highly.
You're drinking the
Kool-Aid. No,
I had friends. I had a couple friends
okay
that have gone.
It was a staged house.
They probably vet the people before and do background checks, and that's
yes
why Alex has never been invited.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly what happened.
That's what's the truth.
And there's security, and they bust them there, and there's people all around. It's not like it's just Taylor with strangers in her house. I mean, she's got a whole crew of people there and stuff.
Well, surely they use the guest bathroom, right?
Well, yeah, it's whatever the okay, you know the
they're
bathroom
like, you don't
want to
go
people
in there. Taylor just left.
They're not
she
going
left
in her room.
Yeah, it's not like they're going in her bedroom.
Alex is like, these sheets are just right.
No, this is her real houses. Like it's very publicized,
yeah,
like the videos and everything.
I'll believe you. I don't know any artist that.
If
would
my friend Haley is listening, will you please call in and explain this?
833 Joe Alex. I'm not calling you a liar. And I would say that if you said Katy Perry or Meghan Trainor, whoever the artist is, I don't care. I just can't imagine Alex for safety concerns that they would, even if they were blindfolded and like disoriented, that they would bring fans into Taylor Swift's house.
But that's the thing, the relationship Taylor has with us is so different, and her team vets us. And like Taylor Swift,
I feel like you saw one of the girls that lives with R. Kelly. It's like the relationship we have is so different.
Taylor is different. Taylor and Taylor's fans are different. Swifties are different. We're not freaking Savage Harmonizers or Lovatics.
All right, will you stop? Those are two words you can't say for a month.
Yeah,
you're on probation.
It's true.
Okay,
Swifties are different.
So that's just one thing there. Another one here, I'm kind of disappointed here. They say that you should always, not to be rude, if you're a guest in somebody's house, you should always flush the toilet. So the saying, like, let it mellow, that rule does not apply if you're a guest.
No, you have to leave a skid mark. It's how you show you've been there.
Is that what you did? Is that what your friend did at Taylor Swift's place? Like, oh, Taylor will never forget it. I was here.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Well, that's a way to wrap up the show, isn't it? We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, you got a chance right now. Grab your phone and text this word to 52140. It'll get you a shot at winning Adam Sandler and Friends tickets. Text the word actor, as in Adam Sandler is one of the best actors of all time. Bobby Boucher, for example, actor, to 52140. You can possibly see him live at Ruoff Home Mortgage Music Center on Sunday, June 2nd. Tickets on sale right now. So what do you guys got going on today? What's the happening with all you kids?
I just filmed a brand new Triggered video, which will be up on Instagram at YoAlexRaps with a Z shortly today.
Interesting.
And I'm getting brunch with a friend, and then we have like a bunch of meetings today.
Cool. Live the Web Girl, what do you got going on?
I'm going to go to my friend's house for lunch, come back here for this meeting, and also I'm going to look into becoming a certified, like, spinning teacher or, like, cycle teacher, because I really want to do that on the side for some, like, extra cash.
What do you have to do, I wonder, to become certified as a spinning instructor?
Well, I know, like, so I want to teach at Cycle Bar. I know there's a Cycle Bar off, like, 86th Street, and that's, like, really where I would want to teach. And I know there you technically don't have to be certified. You just have to pass a Cycle Bar boot camp that they put you through. But so you obviously have to have some sort of training so like you can get through that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call them today and see if maybe I can just start working at like the front desk to start taking like some free classes so then I can like get up to be certified.
Does that mean that a stationary bike thing?
Yes, it's a stationary bike classes.
Live the cycle, girl.
Yes, because I need extra cash and I'm also extremely passionate about working out and staying healthy. So it's like a win-win.
Pork Chop, another person who we would say is a fitness buff on the show. What do you got going on today, dude?
I know we've got this meeting at 1:30, but I've got my other job, so I don't know if I can make it.
You mean Uber driving that you
yes.
can turn on and off at any moment?
No, my other job, yeah. So like if I get a like let's say I get a trip to Chicago or something, like that's good money. I have to take
well,
that
I
trip.
Hope that would be pretty badass if you did get a long fare like that.
Dude, that's yeah. so weird that you just said that because I just right now got a call from Chicago on my phone for some reason, a number I don't know. What if someone is trying to get a hold of you to be their Uber driver?
Oh, my gosh. I bet. I bet they just heard it right now.
Yeah.
I didn't realize bill collectors were based in Chicago. That's interesting.
I'd take them, though.
Porchop has something in his beard. Just go, like, wipe by your nose. It's really distracting.
First of all, he doesn't have a beard.
That's just his mustache.
Yeah, he doesn't have a beard. Please, Liv, don't give people credit for what
shadow.
They don't have.
He's got a shadow.
He has scruff. That's more than a shadow.
Yeah.
There's length, too.
I've seen women with more facial hair than Porkchop. I've worked with women.
I'm one of them.
Yes, I was going to say, I've worked with women that have more of a mustache than Porkchop.
It's true. It's me, and I have to get it waxed every so often.
My sisters have bad mustaches because they have dark hair and we're Italian.
Yep.
I've been blessed.
I
by
give
the blonde
you,
gods.
I give you the papacy stash. This will get you very far in life.
I want the gabagool.
Right there in your mustachio. All right, well, hey, we can't do any of this cool stuff like grow out our mustaches unless we get the heck out of here. So Alex, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop myself, J to the O to the E, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.